This is a commutation phase one hearing for Mr. Johnny Lima, L-E-R-M-A, ADC number 136848. Mr. Lima is 62 years of age. His original application to this board was he was applying for commutation under the intimate danger of death. He's currently serving F-013. However, for Dr. Robertson's, that he is not eligible for intimate danger of death, just for the records. And he falls under the old policy, and we will treat him as a regular commutation phase one and not IDD, not an intimate danger of death, which was his initial request. He's currently serving a sentence for burglary in the second degree. He received 6.5 years, and he's requesting a reduction of time served. His absolute discharge date is listed as that of March the 2nd, 2021. And again, he is asking for time served. The original offense itself, there were a couple of them, although it is burglary second degree, was July 27, 2015. The defendant was walking down the street and he was using drugs that night before, and then he saw a bicycle at a storage area. He just took the bicycle and rode away, and when he saw the bicycle and the police saw him, and of course he was arrested, and this took place in Glendale, Arizona. And the second one, which was not related, but August the 7th of 2015, the same year, the defendant was also went to a backyard and started stealing some items in the backyard of a residence that was not his residence, and he walked away carrying a saw, and it was retrieved by the police department there in Glendale. I would just point out, just for the record, that he had served in the military. He had been a Marine from 1972 to 1974, and he served in Vietnam, and he received a general discharge. He feels that the purpose of his submitting this application, he felt that the sentence is larger than his lifespan of 3 to 5 years. He feels that a doctor has suggested that he would live for 3 to 5 years. And as we know, as I said, this is not an IDD application. We're not going to treat it as one because our standard is for 4 months and not 3 to 5 years. But he did feel that that was something that had been suggested, and he wishes to spend time with his family and especially his grandkids. He will complete his sentence. His sentence will be completed in Maricopa County at the same time elsewhere. The sentence was asked a question whether the sentence was excessive. I would point out for the record, he did not respond to that, whether the sentence was excessive or not. I would also point out the fact that we do have a letter, that is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency has a letter from the Pima County Attorney's Office, and this letter is requesting the board to deny his commutation request. And he also had a release plan that he would be staying with his wife and with his son and daughter and grandkids. His criminal history dates back to 1997. I will not go to, over all of that, but he has had, since then, he's had 7 felony convictions, 9 misdemeanor convictions. He's also had the 3 supervised probation. And of those convictions that he's had, 5 were drug related. And I think that court perhaps took that under consideration, and they probably also took into consideration that he had served this country. And for that particular reason, he received a presumptive sentence, which was 6.5 years. The minimum would have been 5.5 years. The maximum would have been 13 years. Since he received 6.5 years, which is the presumptive, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. There is no discussion from other board members. I'm going to move not to pass Mr. Lorick 136848, move that not to pass him to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you so very much.